Okay, so the Gemara and Daf Kufay.
The Gemara says, "Eisvei covered Yom Tov, covered Laila, covered Yom Tov Kaidim." Covered Yom, covered Laila, covered Yom Kaidim. When it comes to covered Shabbos, if a person only has enough for the Suda Shabbos during the day, he should rather use it for the day than at night. But let's say the person only has one cup of wine. So what should he do? Should he make Kiddush Friday night on the cup of wine? Or should he keep the cup of wine for tomorrow morning for the Suda? So the Gemara says, in Eilai Kaisachad Oimer Olav Kiddush Hayoim, Mipnei She Kiddush Hayoim Koidim Lekavad Yoim. He should make Kiddush Friday night, because that takes precedence, making Kiddush Friday night, even though drinking wine Friday night is not such a big Kavod Shabbos, that takes precedence over Kiddush HaYoyim. Why? So the Gemara has a kasha. If you could make Kiddush, the Gemara Shail originally was where it's possible to make Kiddush by day if you didn't make it at night. So the Gemara's kasha is, well, if you could make Kiddush during the day, if you didn't make it at night, so why don't you wait till tomorrow? You'll have both. You'll have Kiddush, and you'll have the Kodesh Shabbos. So why is it saying the Brice over here that you make Kiddush at night? The Yom Isa, if you're going to say that it's possible to make Kiddush in the morning, Lishavke ad lemachar, wait till tomorrow, Li'abid beitarti, you will do both. Amrlei, so he said to him, Chaviva mitzvah b'shata. It's a very interesting lashon. Chaviva mitzvah b'shata. There's a value of Chaviva mitzvah b'shata, that a mitzvah, it's better to do it as soon as possible, meaning to say that when the time comes to do the mitzvah, you should do it right away. So you have to understand what the Gemara is saying. Even though there's still time to do it tomorrow, there is a concept of doing it at the beginning as soon as the time comes. Now, this must be different than Zrizin Magdimim LaMitzvahs. It has to be. It has to be that it's another cloud, because otherwise we don't need it. So the Gemara Bedavka says, the Gemara invokes a value called Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. That means to say that you could make the Mitzvah Friday, you could make Kiddush Friday night, you could make Kiddush Shabbos by day, but there's still a value of Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita that as soon as the time comes, you should do it immediately. Asher Al Kain, we sacrifice the Kavod Shabbos, the Indian of Kavod Shabbos, the drinking of the wine, tomorrow, for the value of Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. So there is such a value, that's clear. There's such a value called Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. Now, it's very important, the Gemara that the Rashbam brings. Because the Gemara here in Pesachim says a makar for this, and there's a Gemara Menachis that doesn't come out l'maskana that this is the makar. But the Rashbam brings it, and it seems from the Ramban that the Ramban, the Maskana, even though the Gemara Menachos goes away from this, there's something that he learns from here which I think is very important. And so let's see what the Makar is. Where do we know that there's such a din of Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita? So the Rashbam brings the Gemara in Pesachim Daf Samaches Amud Beis. We find that the Torah says in Vayikra, Ala Moiter Ala Mizbeach Kol Alayla. We know that when a person brings a carbon ayla, you're allowed to be makter, the evarim and the chalavim, the day that you bring it and the entire night afterwards. So there really is a 24-hour, not 20, if you happen to shef the carbon right early in the morning, you have almost 24 hours. You have the day and the following night to do it. Asher al kain, one would think that if a person brings the carbon ayla on Shabbos, so you had to bring the carbon oil, so it's Deicha Shabbos. So the Shechita is Deicha Shabbos, and the Zrikas Adam is Deicha Shabbos. But the Hector Chalavim, why should I do it on Shabbos? I'll wait till Matzah Shabbos. But then by the Parsha of carbon oil, of the carbon Tamid, it says that you should bring it from Mayadaya, Pilu B'Shabbos. And the Gemara Darshans, that the Hector Chalavim is Deicha Shabbos, Pilei Poim. So why should the Hector Chalavim be Deicha Shabbos? So the Rashba, this is a Gemara, and that's Samachesam Adbeis. So the Rashbam brings the Gemara. What does it say in the Rashbam? Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita, Kiryamar Be'ludvarim, like the Gemara says earlier in Pesachim, Shaharei Hector Chalavim Veivarim Ksheirim Kol HaLayla. Really, you could bring the Chalavim and Veivarim the whole night. Vein Mamtinim Lehem B'Shabbos HaChitachsha. But we don't wait until it gets dark. Can you hear me back there, even though I don't have the speaker? All right. But we don't wait. Shut off, and we'll put on again in 2 minutes. It's my fault, I forgot to shut it off. All right. Shari Hector Chlav Mivarak Shem Kalalai Veimam Tino Lem B'Shabbos HaChitachsha Shenemar Oilas Shabbos B'Shabbata Hilkoch. Therefore, So what do we see? So we see that there's a value called Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita, and the value of Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita makes it that we bring the Hector Chalavim even on Shabbos. So here too, by Kiddush, although Kiddush might be kosher by Yom also, we still would have a din of Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita, and the Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita would outweigh the issue of Kavod Shabbos. If you want to wait with the wine till tomorrow to have Kavod Shabbos, this will outweigh it. Okay. Now, the Gemara quotes this again, because the Gemara questions whether or not we say the way the Rashbam learns, whether we always say Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita, and the Gemara wanted to say that maybe by a bracha you don't say it. By a mitzvah, but that's the way the Rashbam says. The Gemara said, is it true that you say Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita? We see from Havdalah that you don't. That's the Gemara's next kasha. We see from Havdalah that you don't. Because what does it say in the Braisa? For the Gemara Kasha, Vatanya, we learned in a Braisa, Hanichnas Labesa B'Motzai Shabbos, if a person comes home from Shul Amotzi Shabbos, Mivarech Alayayin, you make a Bayer Priyagofen, V'Ala Ma'or, V'Ala Psomim, V'Achar Kach Oymer Abdullah Ala Kois. V'im Ein Loi Ela Kois Echad, Meinichai Ad La'Achar Hamozin. But let's say you only have one cup of wine and you want to eat Malava Malka, so you should wait till you bench, and then after benching you'll make a Bay Priya Gofen, and then you'll make all of this. So here we're putting off Abdullah. So if you're telling me that there's a value called Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita, so what the Gemara is asking that it should take precedence over having a cup of wine for Birchas HaMazon. That's what the Gemara is saying. You want to have a cup of wine for Birchas HaMazon, well, Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita should take precedence over that, which is a plea in itself. Because until now we weren't talking about being mevatel a chelik of a mitzvah pashtus. Here, if you say there's a din that Birchas HaMazon has to have a kais, it is a chidush to say that Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita would usurp that. But the Gemara wants to say that you see that you don't apply Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita, because if you did, making Havdalah immediately after Shabbos would have to take precedence then of over having a cup of wine for Birchas HaMazon.
But Kavod Yom is also, I mean,
what?
We're lessening the Kavod Yom because
lessening it, but you're not missing something entirely. A cup for Birchas, you know, you're missing one of the Pratim. It's very different. It's very different. But anyway, I'll put in the Gemara says a teretz. The Gemara says that really the klal of Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita applies to Kiddush, applies to Abdullah, applies to Brachas. And it's taka true that we paskin Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita, and therefore we make Kiddush Friday night, and that outweighs having wine during the day. But by Abdullah, there's another value. Another value, we threw another value. Besides Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita, there's another value. The value is that you don't want to look as if Shabbos is burdensome for you, so you want to make Havdalah as late as possible. That's what the Gemara says. So the Gemara says, Shai Milan Bein Iulu Yoyma Lafuki Yoyma. It's different at the beginning of the day than at the end of the day. Iulu Yoyma Kol Kamadim Mechavdino Laadim. We say Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita because when you make Kiddush, the earlier you make Shabbos, the better it is. But when you're finishing off the day, Machrinon Lei, we make it later. Kihechi Deloi Lahavi Alon Kituna, so that Shabbos should not appear as if it's a burden. So what does it say here in the Gemara? So here in the Gemara it says we have a value called Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita would allow me, listen carefully what the Gemara is saying, Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita would allow me to be, make Hector Chalavim on Shabbos, which L'Chayr should be Chilul Shabbos, because I don't need to do it today. And Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita says, forget about having wine on Shabbos day. Make Kiddush Friday night, even though you can make it. But Motzi Shabbos, it can't make Havdalah earlier because there's another value. We don't want things to look as if Shabbos is a burden on you. It's a naya value. And this value is so chashuv that Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita can't usurp that value. You don't know what kind of plea this is. First of all, you had that svara before by Yak Nahaz. If you remember, there's the Machlokes Rabbi Shmuel when you have Motzi Shabbos on Yontif. So Rab says you say Yayin Kiddush Ner Abdullah Zman, and Rabbi Shmuel says you say Yayin Abdullah Ner Abdullah Abdullah Yak Nahaz. You make Abdullah first. So the Rashbam says, what's the pshat in our halacha that we make Yayin Kiddush Ner Havdalah? Why do we make Kiddush before Havdalah? Really, Shabbos goes and Yom Tov comes. So why do we make Kiddush first and then Havdalah? So the Rashbam there says, because it doesn't look nice that you should right away say Havdalah, Motzi Shabbos, like Shabbos I'm getting putter from you and I'm going right into Yom Tov. So we delay the Yom Tov. So this value that the Rashbam says and that Kufalu from the base for Yak Nahaz, he got from this Gemara Pashtus. We see that there's such a value in this Gemara. Now there's a Meir de Ketshuva from Rav Moshe or Chaim Chelik Dalid, where he speaks about a person who comes to Shul on Shabbos morning, an early minyan, and there's plenty of time to daven Shachris, and the Tzibur's davening Musaf. Is he allowed to daven Musaf but Tzibur and then go back and daven Shachris? So here also you have a value of tefillah b'tzibur, but then you have a value of tadir b'shen and tadir kaidah. Shachar should become for musaf. So many of these klalim we don't have a clear idea of which klal is more important than other. Take a look at Chayodam, the beginning of Sefer Chayodam. He's got klali amitzis where he talks about this. But there's reason. There's a big shailus. There's reason magdim amitzis take precedence over doing a mitzvah behidura, behidur mitzvah. There's a klal of hidur mitzvah. Later I'll be able to do it behidur. If I make the bracha meluv and esrog right away to crack a dawn, I won't have a mehudadik esrog, but I'll have a kosher one. But I'll be mekayim's reason mekdimul mitzvahs. If I wait till the afternoon, I'll be able to have a mehudadik esrog. So what takes precedence? Zriza mekdimul mitzvahs or zakei levan veyu? Which one? So this is a shaila, the poskim. So when we have these different types of values, it's not always clear which one comes first. Now so I look at this Gemara, it was by me a pleurapsy. You know what means a pleurapsy? Beyond comprehension, this line of Gemara. We have a klal, a chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. Chaviva mitzvah b'shaita, the Gemara says, and daf samaches amud beis, allows you to be makdir chalavim on Shabbos, even though it would be very kosher at night. So you're being mechal Shabbos betzim. So we say, well, the Torah, you're not being mechal Shabbos because the Torah says that you could do it, but look what the Torah said. The Torah said, even though it's kosher later, we want you to do it today. It takes precedence over everything. But this idea that if I make Havdalah what I'm supposed to, it's going to look as if I'm running away from Shabbos, and therefore you put Havdalah off for 10 minutes.
When are you supposed to make Havdalah?
Right away.
You're supposed to make Havdalah when Shabbos is on its way.
Havdalah is to be Mavdil ben Kodesh L'Chayil. What?
Havdalah is not a separate mitzvah. Havdalah is to show the specialty of Shabbos that is different.
Okay, let's one sec. So it is, if you go to the Drais, you learn it from Zohar Zim Shabbos and Kacha. But I just want to finish this Ramban. So I find this a plea, mamish a plea. Like, how does the Gemara know for such a dumb question? There's this very interesting thing, Rav Moshe points it out in that Shuvah. This Gemara that talks about putting off the Havdalah He said Abdullah already in Tefillah. This guy said Abdullah already. So it's not as if he didn't already make it into Chayil. He already made it. I mean, the Abdullah that he's going to be making now is not even going to be a Abdullah that's going to make Mutir Ba Mamalacha. He already kissed Shabbos goodbye in Shemin Esrei. So it's a din in your manner of speech that even though you've already said goodbye to Shabbos, right? Even though you've already said goodbye to Shabbos and it's already mutter for you to do malacha and you're doing malacha and you declared it chayil, there's still a sensitivity that you have to have in your haskara and you're mentioning Shabbos that you shouldn't say Abdullah before Kiddush that we saw by Yaknaz and you shouldn't make up even though there's a dinner chavila mitzvah b'shaita and really you should make Abdullah right away, you push it off and you sacrifice the issue of chavila mitzvah b'shaita in order that you should be able to put up the, I mean, I'm sure how's the Gemara know this? What's the Svaris Advarim? So I wanted to say Shtikl Svar Achid. This should only works out according to the Ramban, but it's a Meir Dikir Ramban. It's like this. The Gemara and Dam Samachesam at Beis says a Meir Dikir Zach. The Gemara and Samachesam at Beis that the Rashbam brings says, the Torah was a matter for you to make Hechter Chalavim and Shabbos. Even though you could do it at night, because the chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. So I want to try and explain conceptually what I mean. I hope that you'll understand what I want. I have 7 minutes. I should be able to do it in 7 minutes. Since when are we mechalel Shabbos for a generic value in general? L'mashal, zrizim magdimin l'mitzvahs. Tadr v'she'eino tadr kaidim. This has nothing to do with this particular mitzvah. It's a generic value about how we are mekayim mitzvahs, right? So, no one in a havamid, we have said the Torah would be matter for me to do this on Shabbos, even though I could do it later, because there's going to be an issue of tadr v'she'eino tadr kaidim. I mean, it's a side value. Sometimes there's a particular mitzvah that's Deicha Shabbos, but the way in which you do the mitzvah should be Deicha Shabbos. What's Pshat in the Gemara? The whole concept, conceptually, in other words, let's say the Karban Oila is Deicha Shabbos, but Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita L'Chayr is not the Karban Oila. Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita is a side value. We've got a lot of values. There's a lot of values that we have in how we do mitzvahs. How I do the mitzvah, that should also be Deicha Shabbos. The mitzvah is Deicha Shabbos. The Kiyum HaMitzvah I'll have at night. So it's a Mayudik Ramban in Shabbos. So this Ramban, if what I would like to suggest is that Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita is not a side value. Chaviva mitzvah b'shaita defines the mitzvah itself, and it's a mafurshi Ramban. Ramban says like this: the Gemara in Shabbos Tav Chav Dalet Amid Beis says that the Mishnah actually that Sreifas Noisar cannot be done on Yontif. Let's say there was a korban that you brought Erev Yontif, and now it's a Naisar. You can't, there's a mitzvah to burn Naisar. You can't do it on Shabbos. You have to wait the Chalamayim. The Gemara, what's Sreifas Kachin is not Daicha Yontif. And the Gemara has three different psukim for it. One of the psukim is, the Gemara brings a pasuk, Loisisir Mimenu Ad Baiker, Vahanoisir Mimenu Ad Baiker. It says Ad Baiker twice. So why does it say the pasuk Ad Baiker twice? It tells you that sometimes you have to wait two mornings. So the Ramban has a Mayudik Akashim. The Ramban says, why do you have to have a pasuk to tell me that Sreifas Kachim is not Deicha Shabbos? It's not Eichel Nefesh. So what do you want to say, says the Ramban? What you would like to say is, Asay Deicha Loisase. That Yontif is a Loisase, and Sreifas Kachim is an Asay. So I might have thought that Esa Deicha Loisase. That's what I might have thought. So that's what the Ramban learns. The Ramban learns the Gemara. I would have thought that Asay Deicha Loisase. Therefore, I have to have a pasuk to tell me that Sreifas Noisar is not Deicha Yontif. Vekter Ramban Amoyur Dikakasha. The klal of Esa Deicha Loisase is only said where it's E Efshir L'Kayim Shneim. You can't do both. So one of them has to be doich the other. But if you could do both, there's no din of eser doich aloisa. So that's Ramban. At the end, the Ramban has his kasha. Moyudik Ramban. All the time, by tzitzis and the tzitzis has the kasha. The only time you say eser doich aloisa says is when it has to be that way, because one, otherwise you're not going to be able to be mekayim both of them. But if you're able to be mekayim both of them, there's no din of eser doich aloisa. Right? So correct the Ramban kasha. All the Rishonim are learning, and that's how we're learning Pshat. The sugi over here that I had have a pasuk to tell me this straight, because kachim you can't do on yod because it's a dechalaisa. Who would have ever had to shahava mean? Who would have ever had to shahava mean? Because it's actually kaim shneim. So the Ramban, no. Vibout, there's a din of chaviva mitzvah b'shaita, and the Gemara in Pesachim says that because the chaviva mitzvah b'shaita, you're allowed to burn, you're allowed to bring the hektar chalavim on Shabbos, even though you could do it at night. So you see that it's not considered efshir l'kayim shneim. If I push off the sreifas noiser till tomorrow, if I don't have the halacha of chaviva mitzvah b'shaita, it's not as if I fulfilled the mitzvah. It's not efshir l'kayim, because it's a different kiyum ha-mitzvah. It's not the same mitzvah. And that's the lashon in the... You don't get it, huh?
Okay.
I mean, it's a pelu de Ramban.
But how do you apply it to...
One second. So the Ramban says... Compromising on the issue of chaviva mitzvah b'shaita is the pshat that you were not mekayim. So you would say, hear the Ramban, chaviva mitzvah b'shaita would say that eser doich aloisa, because I have to have the mitzvah, I have to have the kiyum mitzvah of chaviva mitzvah b'shaita, and if I push it off, I'm missing, it's not considered eser l'kayim shnei. It's a chayuk of the mitzvah. The lashon of the Ramban is, shekol shemechuser zman ki mechuser hakoyil dami. The harei achshav iefshir l'kayim shneim. What the Ramban is saying is a peludik gezach. What the Ramban is saying is that chaviva mitzvah b'shaita is not a new generic klal. It's a din in each mitzvah, but the mitzvah is supposed to be fulfilled at the beginning of the zman. And if you don't do it at the beginning of the zman, you missed that mitzvah. Now it's like a bidyavidik akil. You're mekayim it later, but that's a bidyavid. In other words, a mitzvah is supposed to be mekoyim b'shaita. So that's what he's saying. That's the klal of chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. Over there on the Samach Ches, the Rav Eliashiv asks on the Ramban, that from the Gemara in Menachos, the Gemara shlugs off this pasuk, so maybe he wouldn't be right. But the Ramban holds that it's true even l'maskana. He holds that this, okay. So kum d'chay sa'azoy. My kasha was like this. How does the, we go back to my kasha here in the Gemara. The Gemara says that chaviva mitzvah b'shaita means that you have to make kiddush early. But not that you have to make abdol early, because there's another value. The value is, you're supposed to have covered for Shabbos, and you're supposed to let Shabbos mention Havdalah later. So I asked you, how does the Gemara know that one value is better than the next? Chaviva mitzvah b'shaita is a value, and you're going to tell me that being mechabed Shabbos by not mentioning it is going to usurp that value? So I'm telling you like this, the pshat zazoy. Chaviva mitzvah b'shaita is a definition of the mitzvah of Havdalah. The mitzvah of Havdalah is Zachar Seh B'Shabbos Akadshah. It's covered Shabbos. So if you have a greater covered Shabbos, that could assert it. Because the Chaviva mitzvah Shaita is not a, if it would be a side value, then making covered Shabbos wouldn't necessarily be able to assert it. But what you're trying to do with Havdalah is covered Shabbos. So that what the Gemara is saying, that the Chaviva mitzvah Shaita over here doesn't apply, is the whole Chaviva mitzvah Shaita over here is a kium of Zachar Seh B'Shabbos Akadshah. And if in the Kiddush that you make at the Havdalah, there's a Zayin for it, so that Avada, the Chaviv Mitzvah Shaita is not going to take precedence over it, because you're making a Bazayin for Shabbos while you do it. So the Chaviv Mitzvah Shaita can't define this mitzvah in this case. Even though Chaviv Mitzvah Shaita also makes the mitzvah better, but in this case where the mitzvah is covered Shabbos, a chesaron in covered Shabbos will make it that there's no din of Chaviv Mitzvah Shaita. All right.